see what this offense can do, because you, like you said, you haven't been able to all together really in the whole season.
I'm excited, especially with Eli. I feel like he's on top of his game, you know, as usual, and we're all on the same accord. Everybody kind of is understanding their roles early on, so it's going to be a good feeling, and I'm excited for it.
You knocked off that rust, you know, and then all of a sudden you went out again. So where are you right now as far as ready for this game?
I feel good. Obviously still taking it day by day, kind of just gauging how I feel and getting the routes back under me, getting my legs back after missing a couple days, almost 2 weeks of work. So it's we're working myself in there, but it's we're taking it one day at a time. So.
Coach Coughlin said full speed ahead for you this morning. You feel that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It felt good. I mean, I was out there just running. I can't think about it when I'm out there playing. I just got to go practice, and I'm just got to go because that's the way I play, and that's the way I approach it every day. So it's been feeling good. My heel's been feeling right, and now I'm just worried about getting the timing down with Eli, getting my tempo back, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Do your eyes get big when I mention the Cowboys? You had some pretty good games
to catch. Man, my eyes get big every week. I want to go out there and perform every week. I feel like this coaching staff implements a good game plan week in and week out. They do a good job of studying these guys and ourselves as receivers and quarterbacks do a good job of studying them individually as well. So we're just excited to go in there and put our best foot forward.
You know you're going to see a little bit more man coverage out of this defense. What does that mean for you?
That just means more opportunities, more chances to drive the ball down the field and more opportunities to show our ability. I feel like we're a unique bunch of receivers and we have the ability to stretch the field and do some big things down the field.
So, Beck, the only thing you think that would keep you from playing Sunday is just an unforeseen setback, like swelling or Saturday morning?
Yeah, something catastrophic has to happen for me not to play. But like I said, we're taking it one day at a time. We're still got to go in and see docs and stuff like that. They just want to gauge and see how I'm progressing. But it's going to take a lot for me not to play in this game.
Do you still need official clearance from doctors?
I think so. I like to hear the clearance. I think it's more so for my personal thing. I like for them to touch and feel the foot, ask me how I'm feeling, and then them give me the thumbs up. So I think I haven't gotten that yet. So I think I'm going there. I think Doc will be in today or tomorrow. I think after meetings and whatnot, and I'll go in there and see what they have to say.
Victor, with the team change, are you going to do some different things against them offensively than maybe you've done the last couple of years with more cover two and, you know, their Tampa 2 defense?
Yeah, I think we got to just implement our cover two plays and things like that. I think we just have to – they do a lot of different things, so we're going to have to adjust to it. But I think we just have to be able to adjust. I think we have plays that we have for cover two, cover three, single high man. We have plays for everything. So we have to see what they're throwing at us and then take it from there.
Victor, you personally had some big games against Dallas, including the one that clinched the division. Last year, you know, you had a few drops in the first game. I think they held you to 2 catches in the second one. Does that, I don't know, motivate you a little bit going into Sunday night to kind of get back to against them what you had been 2 years ago?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, last year wasn't my best games against Dallas, and I want to come back and get back to that. I think I want to get back to, you know, my same old self of catching the football well and creating first down opportunities and catching the ball well on third down and potentially making some big plays. So I definitely want to get back to that, and I'm excited for that opportunity.
Opening night against a rival, how do you control the emotion? You know, how do you not let the moment get to you early on?
Just kind of relax. I mean, we've been, you know, especially us as receivers, we've been in this position before. We understand what it takes to win on this level Sunday night with everyone watching. So we understand what it takes. And we just want to be able to relax and go out there and put our best foot forward.
Is that hard to do? Hard to relax early on?
A little bit. But once the ball's kicked off and, you know, we're out there playing and knocking some of the sweat off, I think it's easier to settle down after that.